Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman, and yeah, there's a reason for this music. You'll find out why or what in just a minute.
She couldn't tell if the grass was greener from the 42nd window of her skyscraper, but she hated looking down. Now she's riding on my tractor in my arms to the cornfields down to the creek. She's back to her cowgirl roots, back in her cowboy boots. She's got everything she thought she didn't need. Oh, but who would have guessed it? She even suggested
Peterson. You might have remember him best from one of his most famous songs, which was Drink, Swear, Steal, and Lie. But he's got a new CD out, and it's called Down on the Farm. And, of course, if you didn't hear it in there, there's New Holland Blue. You can only buy this CD right now from a New Holland dealer. But one lucky winner is going to win a video iPod in our New Holland Down on the Farm Classic iPod Keepsake Contest. You can enter to win, of course, here on AgWire.com. Or if you're at Commodity Classic, you can enter in the New Holland booth as well. What we're going to be doing is giving away an iPod that'll be preloaded with not only Michael Peterson's new CD, Down on the Farm, which you just heard a cut from, but also we're going to load all of the pictures and the interviews that I conduct as I'm doing coverage at this year's Commodity Classic. That's going to include video of Michael Peterson's performance. He's going to be performing during or and between speakers at the general session on one of the mornings there at Commodity Classic. Everybody is eligible to win as long as you're not an employee of New Holland or Zimcom New Media. So feel free to enter one time only, and good luck. It is Commodity Classic Week here at Zimcom and on AgWired, and as you might also know, we're going to have some student bloggers this week. And so on this Zimcast, I'm going to ask a few questions of our bloggers. They are University of Illinois student Mary Ireland and University of Missouri student Margie Fisher. I got them on the phone this afternoon. I asked them both the same question, so I'm going to put their answers back to back, and Mary will go first, followed by Margie. So we'll start out with the first question here, and that is, how did they find out about this opportunity, which is a trip sponsored by Monsanto to go to Commodity Classic?
Well, my advisor is Del Dahl from the University of Illinois, and he came to me and said that there was this opportunity to go to the Commodity Classic in California and write some articles and work with Monsanto to cover the Commodity Classic and the announcement that they were making. And I thought it was a great opportunity, so I contacted Tammy Schilling and said that I would love to go, and that's where I am now.
And the same question for Margie.
About a month ago, I was surfing on the internet, and I saw an advertisement for Commodity Classic, and I was kind of naive and didn't know much about it, so I clicked on it and was looking about the event and what was it about, and the American Soybean Association and the National Corn Growers Association. And then about 2 weeks later, I was approached with the opportunity to attend the Classic and was very excited and eagerly accepted.
I asked each of our student bloggers what they wanted to see and learn when they go to Commodity Classic this week.
I'd really like to get a little bit of everything. Not having ever been to Commodity Classic, it's new to me. So I'd like to sit in on all of the meetings and look at all the different booths that are going to be set up and see what the new products that are coming out, and talk to the businessmen that are going to be there from our major agricultural companies, and just see where the future of agriculture is going and report on that to let the public know where it's going as well.
And now the same question for you, Margie.
I'm looking forward to working with the team from Monsanto and very appreciative of them including me in their efforts while there. I'm also looking forward to meeting a lot of the people involved in the ag communications industry and learning a lot about the groups that are represented there.
So besides going to Classic and seeing the sights and the sounds and learning more about the agricultural business, especially as it relates to corn and soybeans, I wondered what they thought about their blogging experience that they're about to embark on. So I asked them about that. And remember, Mary's first and Margie second.
I think it's a great idea. The internet and blogging is just where the future is going, and I think agriculture needs to really get a part of that with the blogging. I know that it's a fairly new thing, so I think it's an easy way for people to get the articles and different things that may be coming about in agriculture. They can just click and see what's happening even moment by moment. As soon as I would put a blog on there, someone can click on it and read, hey, well, just an hour ago, they made this huge announcement with Monsanto, and they know exactly what it is and exactly what's happening, whereas if it's just a newspaper, they may not get that for a few days. So I think it's a great thing.
And now the same question for Margie.
I do not have a personal blog. I'm one of those people that's kind of shy about putting that much of my personal life out on the internet, but I think this is a unique opportunity in a professional environment to be experiencing something and then almost simultaneously or shortly after experiencing it, being able to broadcast it via the blog and let others know what's going on through my point of view and also my activity.
So with this experience that they're undertaking here this week and including their blogging here on AgWired, what I wondered was, how does this tie into their education and hopefully their long-term career goals?
Well, as an ag communications major, this fits right in with it. Basically, my goal as an ag communications major is to get the public aware of all the different things going on in agriculture at the time. And so this is just perfect to go and be able to cover like what's new and what people haven't even seen yet, and where the nation is heading as far as agriculture, and just covering that and then being able to come back and write articles and let them know. So this fits right in with my career goal, is being a journalist and being able to let people know about agriculture.
Margie, same question for you.
I'm a graduating senior in May and still trying to expose myself to any professional experience that I can obtain before I do graduate and enter the professional world myself. So I saw this as an opportunity to learn even more about the industry in this format and at this location.
The last thing I asked each of them was, what is it that they want to do in their career as they look out down the road? And keep in mind that Margie is a senior and Mary is a sophomore, so there's a little difference there. And remember that Mary is going first.
I guess right now I'm a sophomore, and so I have my options are wide open right now. I'm not exactly sure where it is that my career is going to lead me. I'm pretty open as far as, you know, something comes up in the agriculture industry, I'm going to kind of go for it. And I know I like the journalism, I like the advertising, just basically anything that's promoting the agricultural field is something of interest to me. So my options are wide open right now as far as what I want to do with my career. I haven't pinpointed that down yet, so I guess I can't answer that completely, but that's what I'm thinking.
And the same question for Margie.
My professional goal is to have a career in ag communications. I'm still undecided about exactly where I fit along the spectrum of the industry and enjoy any opportunity to learn more about myself and my professional interests.
We're really looking forward to seeing what both Mary and Margie will write about this week as they go through Commodity Classic and blog here on AgWire.com. And I hope that you'll keep your eye on it. We've got a category set up for each one of them, so if you miss a couple days and come back and look at the blog site, you'll be able to go to the category for each of their names, and that'll call up all the posts that they've done each individually. So I hope you like what you see. This is a first-time effort. We're kind of excited about it. So to end our Zimcast this week, and since I've got the Michael Peterson CD, I thought we might listen to a little bit of one of the other cuts that's on his CD, and it's called When You Look Like That.
I love the way you wake me up with a tender kiss and my coffee cup. Tangled hair and just a trace of biscuit flour on your face. Your apron tells me the kitchen's a mess, but breakfast'll just have to wait, I guess. 'Cause I wanna be with you when you look like that.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.